This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched various development projects worth 23,550 crore rupees from Silchar in Assam today. Mr. Modi performed the Bhumi Pujan or groundbreaking ceremony for three projects at Ambikapur in Silchar. These are Silchar High Speed Corridor at projected cost of 22,864 crore rupees, Silchar Town Flyover at a projected cost of approximately 565 crore rupees, and Pattharkandi Agricultural College at a projected cost of 122 crore rupees. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, Shillong Silchar Corridor is the first access-controlled greenfield four-lane high-speed corridor in northeast India. He said the 166-kilometre corridor with an investment of around 22,860 crore rupees will significantly improve connectivity between Meghalaya and Assam. The Prime Minister said the project will reduce the distance between Guwahati and Silchar and cut travel time from 8.5 hours to approximately 5 hours, boosting economic growth and cross-border trade in the region.
Azadi ke baad bhi dashakon tak Congress ki sarkare rahi. लेकिन बराक घाटी के विकास के लिए कुछ खास नहीं हुआ बीजेपी की डबल इंजन सरकार इस स्थिति को बदल रही है हम बराक घाटी को फिर से व्यापार कारोबार का बड़ा हब बनाने के लिए निरंतर काम कर रहे हैं इस दिशा में एक बहुत बड़ा कदम उठाया जा रहा है आज करीब 24,000 करोड़ रुपए के शिलांग सिलचर हाई स्पीड कॉरिडोर का भूमि पूजन हुआ है
Prime Minister Modi will visit Kolkata today and he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth around 18,680 crore rupees. In a major boost to road infrastructure in the region, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for several national highway projects with a combined length of more than 420 kilometres worth around 16,990 crore rupees. The government has revoked the detention of Sonam Wangchuk with immediate effect, who was detained under the National Security Act in September last year. The Home Ministry said that the government remains committed to fostering an environment of peace, stability and mutual trust in Ladakh to facilitate constructive and meaningful dialogue with all stakeholders. The ministry added that in furtherance of this objective and after due consideration, the decision to revoke the detention has been taken. The ministry said that the government reiterates its commitment to providing all necessary safeguards for Ladakh. The Home Ministry said it remains hopeful that the issues concerning the region will be resolved through constructive engagement and dialogue, including through the mechanism of the High Powered Committee as well as other appropriate platforms. In Bihar, Lieutenant General retired Syed Atta Hasnain took oath as the 43rd Governor of State. At a ceremony held at Lok Bhavan, the Chief Justice of the Patna High Court, Sangam Kumar Sahu, administered the oath of office and secrecy to him. At the ceremony, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, Deputy Chief Ministers Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha, along with other dignitaries, were present. The government has assured uninterrupted fuel supply to households, hospitals, educational institutions and other essential services. Domestic LPG production at refineries has been increased by more than 30%. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, shared this information during an inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi yesterday. She said commercial LPG cylinders have been made available to state governments for priority distribution to consumers. She informed that domestic PNG and CNG for vehicles are being insured with no cuts. All the retail outlet dealers have also been directed to strictly follow guidelines while dispensing fuel and any violation will invite strict action. In women's hockey, India will take on England in the final of the FIH Hockey World Cup Qualifiers 2026 at GMC Balyogi Hockey Ground in Hyderabad, Telangana this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.